Leadership is a task that needs tireless efforts, that you should never fatigue, because people look at you to tell them where to go, how to go there, and why should they go, at what time they should be going. When they lack motivation, you should be the one who should bring them back into effectiveness and communicate to them about the possibility that probably only you can see by the time being. Even in difficult times, you have to endure. So if you're a leader, then it calls your attention to be bold, consistently, with an evergreen, ever-ending courage. People tend to follow people who are stronger than they are, more courageous than they are. The visionaries, those who can have visions and turn their visions into reality. Those who can dare to stand strong in crisis. So if a leader cannot stand upright, then the whole group cannot stand upright. Because you are their champion, and to be a champion, you should be strong. Even if you're not strong, then you should at least pretend that you are. And hear the bad news. There will come times where people will not look at you, because there'll be times that challenges will take in. But there is where you'll have to stand strong. So it's alright to be the last man standing sometimes. Even if courage is lost, even if hope is lost, at least be the last person to lose it. Don't be the first to lose it before the others. When things go right, they'll cheer up with you. But when things go wrong, you might see no one standing with you. But if you understand that you have to put your efforts on it consistently, then that won't be a matter at all. Because you won't lose courage. You believe in where you're going and you're showing an example. And you transfer your courage to the people you lead, because they are a product of who leads them. A group of lions led by sheep is no better than a group of sheep led by a lion. So you should always believe, because you are the warrior of the people, and they are there looking at you and only you to serve them and to show them the way. During the storms and during the good times, they look at you. But if you put your head low, who will they look at? I've always said that a title does not make a leader. A position does not make a leader. It's how you function. Do you function as a leader? Are you courageous enough to take responsibilities and perform your task and take risks and dare to do on behalf of others, or probably standing as their example of getting things done? If you are that type of a person, then here you are. Good. But if you're not, then take your time and build yourself. So shift from letting the environment lead you to leading yourself and designing the life that you want. Shift from heeding to leading. Thank you for having me. Thank you for listening. Hope that you catch up again in the next episode. Welcome.